September the 8th, 2014, public hearing to order. Bob, you'll establish a quorum.
Okay, Dave Stewart. Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Do you want to explain the meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome you to the September 8th, 2014 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. Each of the two Division 3 applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, September 15th Planning Commission regular meeting. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Here you go. Our first exhibit. Creation Experience Museum. Museum.
Okay, this is case number 2014-5. The project is the Creation Experience Museum. The applicant is Dean Brown, and the representative is Carrie Brown. This is the property in question. It's located at 4180 U.S. Highway 65. Let me just zoom in here. And again, it's located at 4180 U.S. Highway 65 in the Jasper Township, Section 29, Township 24, Range 21. And it's a little hard to see. It didn't highlight my property boundaries, but we've got a view from the north, south, east, and west. The applicant, Dean Brown, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing the development of the Creation Experience Museum, a Christian gospel ministry with free admission. The background on this, on June 5th, 1987, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 1987-51, authorizing the construction of a 30 by 120 metal building to be utilized for a gift shop and craft and gift manufacturing. Since that time, the property has been utilized for a number of uses, but was vacant for a number of years. On February 19, 2008, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2007-61, authorizing the construction of a 100-foot-high cross museum to be located near the southernmost portion of the parcel in question. On May 21, 2008, the Taney County Board of Adjustment approved a request by Dean Brown for a variance from the height regulations of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for the construction of a 200-foot-high cross with a horizontal span of 100 feet. And it essentially is to be located more in the southern most portion of the property. After making renovations to the existing building in April of 2014, Creation Ministries of the Ozarks began utilizing the building in question as the Creation Experience Museum. The Creation Experience Museum is located upon an approximately 16.96-acre meets and bounds parcel of property. The current application was approved for concept on August 18th. Again, the Creation Experience Museum is located within the existing building, within this approximately 17-acre meets and bounds described parcel. The Creation Experience Museum is a Genesis-based Creation Experience Museum, open to the general public with free admission. In review, the Creation Experience Museum is currently open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Table J1, the on-site parking performance standards of the Development Guidance Code, really does not contain a specific category geared toward museums. There is a category for sports arenas, theaters, auditoriums, and churches, but really the staff didn't feel that this would realistically fall within that land use category, and so in utilizing the other commercial use category, it basically required one space for every 200 square feet, and in utilizing that standard, the existing parking area would meet the minimum parking space requirements for other commercial uses. The Creation Experience Museum is served by an on-site or septic system, at the request of the property owner, Scott Sterrett, the environmental specialist, visited the site and basically found no evidence of septic system failure. The property in question is served by a private well. The adjoining property to the north and west is vacant. The adjoining property to the south is U.S. Highway 160 and vacant, and the adjoining property to the east is U.S. Highway 65, light residential, and also vacant property as well. The project received a score of negative 14 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 37. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and underground utilities. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission, and it should say approves this Division 3 request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Environmental Division of the Planning Department and the Western Taney County Fire Protection District shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. If the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, it shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the Creation Experience Museum. This upgraded on-site wastewater system shall be permitted via the Environmental Division of the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And 6, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've shot just a couple of quick videos of the property here.
Carried.
And this first video is just a quick 360, basically right at the entrance. And of course, this is Highway 65. And then looking south to 160. And then we shot just a quick video. Maybe of the building in question and the property in question. Thank you. That's all I've got.
Carrie, tell everybody your name that wasn't here.
My name's Carrie Brown. I'm a representative for Dean Brown, the applicant.
Anybody on the commission got any questions for Carrie?
Is the cross river going to be built?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I met with the civil engineer last week on Wednesday, and it's still in development. We're moving forward on that, and actually I'm in contract to do the civil engineer's development plan with him and working on that currently. I had a contact with Jim Single today in Western Taney County Fire Department, actually talking about the sprinkler system and the requirements for the ICC fire code for 2012.
When do you anticipate it being done?
When it's done at this point.
So maybe it'll be built.
No, actually it will be done.
Is there any manufacturing going on there now?
On the property? No.
Anybody else on the commission? Got any questions for her? Nobody? Okay.
Thank you.
I guess we'll see you next Monday.
August 18th.
August 18th.
Or sorry, September. Looking at the wrong month. Yeah. Sorry, September 15th.
I want to take this. I don't know if we've done this already, but I want to take time to welcome one of our new members here, Randy Vaughn.
Fogel.
These people take their time to come out here and sit and do this, so we want to welcome the board. Okay, we got Saint Street Apartments. Is anybody here for? Are you Max?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Who's Andrew? You.
Yeah, this is.
Come on up, Andrew. Both of you.
This is case number 2014-6. It's the Saint Street Apartments. The applicant is Dignity Now, a nonprofit subsidiary of the Taney County Board of the Developmental Disabled or Developmental Connections, and the representative is Max Lytle. This is, it's a little hard to see, but this is the property in question in relationship to the county. It's at 178 Saint Street. And to kind of zoom in here. Again, it's located at 178 Saint Street. It's in the Scott Township, Section 34, Township 23, Range 21. And for whatever reason, I had kind of the same issue with this. It didn't really highlight, but here's a view from the north. And from the south, east, and then the west. The request, the applicant, Dignity Now Incorporated, is requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing the development of the Saint Street Apartments development. It's going to be a two-phase multifamily housing project, which is proposed to provide housing to highly functioning developmentally disabled persons. And this is a drawing of an elevation showing the one-bedroom sixplexes. The background on this, the Saint Street Apartments development will be located upon this approximately 10-acre parcel. Formerly utilized as the Mount Branson Christian Church, the current application was approved for concept on August 18th. The proposed Saint Street apartment development, again, will be located on this 10-acre parcel. The applicant is currently seeking Planning Commission approval of Phase 1, which will be in approximately 24 multifamily units, or basically 4 6-plexes, providing housing primarily to high-functioning, developmentally disabled persons. Phase 2 of the development will be requested in the future via a second Division 3 permit application. The approximate area represented by, and basically this indicates Phase 2 here. This is an example of the layout of the one-bedroom 6-plexes, and they've also got the 2-bedroom 6-plexes indicated as well. Right now they're seeking approval for Phase 1, which would include 6 2-bedroom units, and then for a total of and 18 one-bedroom units. Per the provisions of Table J1, on-site parking performance standards of the Development Guidance Code, basically 1.5 spaces per 2-bedroom dwelling units would be required for this. The site plan indicates a total of 51 parking spaces, with one space being designated as handicap parking, and basically that would exceed the minimum requirements of the Development Guidance Code. Per the provisions of the minimum lot size requirements of the Development Code, the lot area for a multifamily dwelling is to be a maximum of 3,000 square feet per dwelling unit. And, of course, the St. Street apartments will be developed at a much lower density than this maximum allowed by the Development Guidance Code. The area in question is currently served by the Taney County Regional Sewer District. The Taney County Regional Sewer District will require the applicant to obtain a capacity analysis via the sewer district's engineering firm at the applicant's cost. The area in question is also served by a public water supply via the Taney County Public Water Supply District Number 2. And per the buffering provisions of the Development Guidance Code, a landscape buffer shall be provided between multifamily and single-family uses. Fortunately, in the case of this parcel does contain an existing vegetative buffer along the north, east, and west sides of the property. The St. Street Apartments development will be accessed via St. Street, which is accessed directly off of State Highway 76. The adjoining property to the north is predominantly vacant and light residential, and same thing to the west. We do have some light residential here. The adjoining property to the south is, of course, St. Street, and then residential. And the adjoining property to the east is Developmental Connections, and then also Century Hill. The project received a score of 22 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 79. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, underground utilities, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission, again, approves this Division 3 request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all disturbances over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. F, a complete landscape and buffering plan showing the location, size, and planting materials for all buffer yards, both adjacent to public rights of way and residential properties. And, G, a lighting plan showing the location, height, and other specifications on the lighting to be provided for the development. 2, compliance letters from the Taney County Regional Sewer District, the Taney County Public Water Supply District Number 2, the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures within the development. Four, prior to the issuance of Division II permits, the applicants shall ensure that the applicable sewer and water connections are in place. Five, prior to issuing Division II certificates of compliance, a copy of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District certificate of occupancy shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, the existing landscape buffer shall be preserved along the north, east, and west property boundaries. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. And got just a couple of brief videos here. Sorry about that. They disappeared on me. And this is the existing former church building that's being utilized as the offices currently. And much of the development would actually be immediately to that building, basically this area, and excuse me, just a little bit west of this area. As you can see, there's pretty substantial natural buffer, excuse me, along that western side. And I think I actually flipped these. I think this is actually the one. This is my 360 at the just right at the front of the structure here.
Is there any connection between this development and the development that's already there?
Is there any what to it?
Connection.
Just the agency.
And the agency is the same.
Yeah.
So it'll be handled the same way.
Yes, yeah. It's all under the realm of the Taney County Board for the Development. It is developmentally disabled. It's like Bob, there's too many words trying to say.
Right.
Development connections. It's the county board.
Right.
We own that property. We acquired it in early 2011. After finishing the previous two projects, which were both HUD projects, which are to the east of that on the early piece of property, we realized that we simply didn't have enough housing for individuals that might be employees of Tanzone Sheltered Workshop. And my staff who are working out of the former Mount Branson Church building are telling me that there are a number of low-income families who have children with disabilities who could benefit from housing as well. And that's why the two-bedroom units are planned.
So it will allow the two, the family,
yes,
people to be there.
Yeah. So yeah, I would anticipate we could have a mom and a dad, a young child, but then we have a number of elderly parents and a middle-aged adult child with a disability that this would be an ideal location for, because it's low income, it's close at hand for their son or daughter who might be involved in work or the programming there on the site and all the social recreation activities we have.
You go back to that picture,
mm-hmm,
please, Bob.
Sorry.
What's the next picture?
And this is really the area.
I'm trying to figure out what that is way back up there in the corner.
That's Comtech.
Here?
Or,
no, that's interesting.
Or where are you?
Up there in the corner, Bob, where you have.
But I don't know what it
right,
is.
Right up in here?
Yeah.
They used to have their poles and stuff down there.
I was going to say, I know all of this belongs to CenturyTel.
Yeah. Okay. So they own all that?
Yeah, they own this whole. Well, yeah, just be right there, I guess.
So that would be your main entrance in and out?
The church entrance.
Church entrance.
I would anticipate, go ahead, okay. I would anticipate that the entrance to this project is going to be right about here. There's an existing driveway on the asphalt parking lot that would be the west side of the church building. And that, the architects have told me, would probably be the entrance to the street that would just go straight back. We will eventually relocate the folks who live here. That's the old parsonage for the church building. A pastor and his wife are living there. My intention is that when we get far enough into the project, that we would offer them an opportunity to rent another home that we own in Spring Meadow subdivision to the north of the Tanton Sheltered Workshop, and then remove that older house there, which is it's an old house. It was built in two different sections. It's not real good shape, and so I can offer them a much better place at the same amount of rent, I think would be to their benefit.
Anybody got any questions?
I've got questions. This is this phase of it. The plan for phase two includes some of the same housing.
It would. Randy, we haven't even begun to talk about phase two yet. There's no plans at all at phase two other than it's just designated property for that. If we were going to do more housing, it probably will be this sort, and not, for example, the HUD-type projects like we have at Dorgan Weaver and Combs Redfern over by Tanton Workshop. HUD's not doing housing projects anymore, so it looks like these low-income tax credits would be our future as far as other housing. I've told board members that I don't anticipate that we'll do any more housing development beyond this project for a number of years. I think this is going to finally catch us up and meet our needs for the long term.
This currently doesn't have any contours on it, and I know you have to have stormwater runoff we don't run into some of the same issues we have with runoff.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't quite as steep, but most of it's going to flow to the west.
Yes.
But they're going to, does this size of this require like a retention basin and same thing? On the code, didn't it?
Basically, it will require an engineered stormwater plan, and then if it does end up requiring a basin, it'll have to at least be designed for a 25-year storm. Mm-hmm. I know on their other development, though, they did design it to accommodate the 100-year storm event to try to go above and beyond those minimum requirements.
Well, evidently there's enough property on back to the bank to do that.
So. The street they got going in there basically is just to be accessing their parking lot streets for the housing there. It doesn't necessarily require turnaround there that I know. And now if it was going to connect and
be a cul-de-sac at the back.
Yeah, and this is just totally conceptual. Obviously, we get approved for this, and then we get our approval from Missouri Housing Development Commission, and we get our award and can build this. Obviously, we'll have to follow all development codes of Taney County, and we'll have fully engaged set of architecturals and civil engineering also. So at the pre-planning stages that we're in now, we don't have everything dialed down to a nickel because it's just practically you can't spend that kind of money when you just don't know yet. But this will be very, very close. The elevations will be pretty on spot with with what will actually get built. Now, as far as the civils and the drains and the storm and the SWIP, all that stuff, as soon as we get approval, we'll be on top of that with a certified civil engineer and have plans to the county for their code.
Okay, the only other question, there at the top on the very north end of the project, is that wide enough for what your future plans are there?
When we first acquired that property back in 2011, I was working with Alan Johnson from General Design on the plans for Cone Redfern Apartment. And I asked Alan just to take the aerial photographs, which is all we had because it's never actually been surveyed. And I asked him, I said, provided the land is flat enough that I could build on it, can I use it for anything? And he brought me back a sketch and said it's easily wide enough that you could put housing on one side or the other of a road, not on both sides of a driveway, but on one side or the other, or, you know, a roadway that kind of wove back and forth, so you had housing on both sides, but only a road and a house, you know what I mean. But, yes, it could be developed. I have not ever walked back there, just because of ticks and stuff. I've never put my boots on a walk back there, so I don't know what the grade of the property is back there. I do know walking north on the Spring Meadow subdivision, it starts a pretty steep grade, dropping off, yeah. And that's what I assume we'd find there as well.
Well, it could be storm retention would be fine then, if that's determined where it needs to be.
Well, this doesn't have the topos on it, but basically right there where the church is, that is pretty much a crest right there where the street mm-hmm. goes into Century Tail. Then it starts falling off to the west, mm-hmm. down to that corner, and we have to run all of our drainage down to that corner, and then it runs down Jasmine Road, which ends up down there in the hollow. So, there, depending on how much impervious surface we deal with, we're going to have runoff that's either got to come to the street or it's got to run to the next property. Mm-hmm. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the terrain looks like to the north. I mean, I was just looking how narrow that was. Is there enough room to put a single row of housing on to get there? I think that's a good project.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some topos on it, but they're not, you know, shot topos. They're just off the, you know, a mapping system, you know, that the feds provide. But it drops off pretty sharply, and it'd be pretty tough to develop a lot of that back there. And we took that in consideration when we were laying our preliminary design out. It just would be tough, especially for somebody with developmental disabilities. They really need the flat, easy approach, no steps, no, you know, hard grades or anything like that if they happen to be in a wheelchair or lack the mobility physically. So it would be tough for the kind of development we're looking at.
Going to the east of the church on Saint Street, we already have enough drainage issues there. And I know the development, their max going up to that first driveway there, mm-hmm. Put in a tried to improve that drainage.
Yes.
We guys ended up putting mm-hmm. in a trench drain mm-hmm. because of the drainage coming just created from that structure coming down to the road mm-hmm. surface.
Right.
And so they really can't handle any more unless we do something different with the same streets itself, try to handle that.
So. Do you anticipate making any improvements to Saint Street? Is it wide enough for the commercial project?
At this point, yes.
And then if you contacted MoDOT to see if there's an impact on entrance on 76?
No, we
have not.
No.
That's quite a place to turn in right there.
Well, most of your people are not going to be drivers. Is the only thing I keep thinking
of.
The families that are there, if there's
mm-hmm.
families.
Maybe.
You have to take consideration too. They already turn in there. This is where all the services provided for people with disabilities in Taney County. They already turn in there. I mean, they know how to navigate that for the most part. You're right, they're not going to be driving. And the great thing is it's a lot less in and out. All the services are right here at the campus for them. They don't have to go anywhere else. So that's another big thing I know Development Connections really looked at and why this intrigued them and this property they acquired. Because it's just a lot harder to get somebody out to, you know, way out, you know, towards the eastern side of Taney County. It just costs more money to run everybody everywhere, whereas you can have them closer. It makes a lot more sense and economic.
So what are you thinking on the water situation?
Right now, until we see a topo and basically what they're engineering as far as stormwater, I mean, I think that'd be easy enough to anticipate what they're doing here. Mm-hmm. I don't see much impact to the street itself. It's basically going down to the west from the street, what they're creating, where we're going to have to catch it below there after we turn the corner there on St. Street. That's where the foot of the hill will be, and of course it crosses another property there.
That'll be addressed in their stormwater site.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, that part will be addressed. I don't see a great deal of impact to the street except maybe the width improvements depending on the traffic flow, but this type of housing is going to be a little different than normal.
Yeah, and very few of them that have automobiles. So it's just the staff who are working during the day.
Be small impact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with the church, there would probably be more impact on the Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Probably be all
sure.
Yeah.
The workers at the telephone company. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Two times a day. Was going to work.
Well, I don't either. But I mean, with how many units we're talking? About 24 cars, maybe. Right. Probably not that.
Well, I mean,
probably not that many because most of my residents, of the 48 drive. Residents I have in the two HUD facilities, only one drives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these are typical. There's 18 one bedrooms and 6 2 bedrooms. So I mean, there may be one person out of 18, or maybe two out of 18 that drive, that mm-hmm. have cars, mm-hmm. and then
and
the two bedrooms.
Six of the families
yeah.
in those units. Yeah. And then you're going to have staff that are just coming and going primarily in the afternoon hours and always finish before dark usually, who are providing assistance getting to grocery stores and doing housekeeping chores and things like that for the 18 residents there.
It's not shown on this map, but the property just to the south and to the west is the now Road and Bridge facility that we created a back entrance onto St. Street. Helps us as far as getting tractor trailer rigs in and out of that facility. So mm-hmm. the entrance into St. Street, you can navigate with tractor trailer rigs.
Yeah.
Our main entrance on the 76 are at such a steep grade, it makes it difficult at times.
Okay, anybody else got any more questions? I guess we will see you. September the 18th.
Yeah.
September the 18th.
15th.
15th?
Yeah.
15th.
Sorry. I did the first time 15th. I was looking at the wrong month.
Okay, we got any old or new business? Anybody want to talk about anything? Well, ain't nothing on there. Yeah. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion. Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Who seconded it? We're adjourned.
Monita, have you checked on Dave?